There was something eerily hypnotic about driving at night. The wheel felt warm and almost alive under her hands. She felt alive, for the first time in a long time. Energy jittered through her veins, anticipation like metal pressing on her tongue, so sharp she could taste it. The night was dark, but in the morning everything, everything would be new and wonderful. She could imagine the sunrise washing everything pink and yellow and perfect. She just had to make it through to the other side. And she could. Morning was within reach, and she was ready. Thinking of that gave her real peace, for the first time in a long while. Peace cracked in half when she heard a rustle from the back seat, then a fretful cough, then an intake of breath. She felt a surge of raw, tired fury. Don't cry. Don't you dare cry. The first wail was loud enough to shatter glass, and just an instant later came the out-of-tune chorus of the second child. She felt her whole chest collapse under the weight of sheer, brutal frustration. Her eyes blurred with tears, and she wiped them away as she thought, "It's okay. It's okay. It will all be okay. You know what to do." She reached out with a trembling hand and switched on the radio, turned it up, and forced herself to keep breathing. Breathing as the children shrieked. "Hush, sweeties," she mouthed, but didn't say because she couldn't be heard anyway, and they wouldn't understand. Morning was on the way. She tried to imagine the dawn glowing on that black horizon, guiding her into the future. The music would help. It had to help. She drove into the long, cold tunnel of the night, listening to screams, until screams turned to hiccups, then slowly died to fretful, mewling cries, and finally back to silence. She turned the music down and took a left turn from the narrow, lightless road onto another, watching the GPS on her cell phone. It was the only way to navigate out here in the wilderness. Rural Tennessee was as black as the bottom of a well this time of night. No communities to speak of anywhere close. She could just make out a faint glow on her left that would be Norton, most likely. She was up in the sparsely populated foothills, some paranoid compound types hoarding guns, maybe a few old family cabins that hung on by hunting their own food. Nobody to note her passing by.